Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Golden Knights have their first losing streak of the season. The reigning Stanley Cup champions ran into an LA Kings team that came into the fortress with an undefeated road record, and they left that way too, beating BGK 4-1. The NHL's worst team, the San Jose Sharks, are in town tomorrow night, 7 o'clock face-off at T-Mobile Arena. The tip went up on UNLV men's basketball last night. It should have stayed down. The Runnin' Rebels closed as 21.5-point favorites over Southern University and fell flat, losing 85-71. UNLV football's cruising right along with a 7-2 record that they'll try to improve on tomorrow night at Allegiant Stadium. They're 5.5-point favorites over the Wyoming Cowboys.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the... AM 670, talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Finlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Looks a little bit better through the resort corridor. The accident on I-15 southbound has been moved out of the travel lanes and onto the right shoulder. Southbound 15 again near Sahara, it's on the right shoulder now, out of the way. Minor one downtown Las Vegas area, 95 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, also on the right shoulder. Still working an injury accident on the east side of the valley on Boulder Highway northbound at Nellis, and one in the southwest, Blue Diamond and Rainbow. Winds are going to die down in the valley relative to yesterday. Gusts only about 20 miles per hour. Otherwise, clear sunny skies, cooler temperatures. We will not reach 70 degrees this afternoon, stopping right around 68. It's 55 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it that I get to talk to really smart people like Joel Griffith, a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We were talking earlier today about Students for Justice in Palestine and how they immediately organize rallies on college campuses all across the country. And I asked him, are you surprised at how quickly the SJP moved to get these rallies organized, up and running?
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised at all at how quickly these anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protesters on college campuses organize. And that's because they've been organizing for years on college campuses, and they've been engaged in anti-Semitic behavior for years. There was an incident just a few years ago when a number of SJP protesters interrupted a speech on the indigenous people of the Mideast, referring to the Jews, and they interrupted with a genocidal chant from the river to the sea. And if, for your listeners, that's the chant that Hamas propagates, calling for the eradication of Jews living between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. So not surprised at all. What I am surprised is that universities continue to fund this hate, and they continue to allow students who actually, in many cases, engage in unlawful behavior, they allow those students to continue to reside and still attend these universities. That needs to change.
Is there any justification, any support for supporting Hamas? I mean, I can't see any justification for what Hamas did. To me, it's incredulous that there are people out there, especially our college students, coming out and supporting Hamas and against Israel.
There is zero justification for supporting Hamas. And if you read the charter of Hamas, they make it very clear what the ultimate ends are. They don't mince words. They call for the eradication of Jewish people, and they call for the annihilation of the Jewish state. And over the last several decades, they have perpetrated countless terrorist attacks that have left thousands of innocent people dead, and not just Israelis and not just Jews. They've slaughtered Jewish Israelis, Arab Israelis. They've slaughtered American citizens and other foreign nationals. And sadly, some of the actions of our own presidential administration have resulted in money flowing to Hamas. And that's because the Biden administration undid a lot of the constructive elements of the Trump administration and allowed billions of dollars to flow to the Iranian regime, which then flows directly to Hamas terrorists and Hezbollah terrorists.
What kind of support is the SJP getting on college campuses, and where is this money coming from? The general funds of the university, the endowments, so where is this money coming from?
The SJP receives support from universities in the form of being officially recognized charter organizations. And what that means is, if you have one of those organizations recognized by the university, you have access to meeting space, you've got access to marketing, oftentimes catered meals, faculty support. It gives you an aura of respectability as well. Now, funding can also come from private sources. Some of that is more difficult to trace, but what we do know are that a number of foreign investments, foreign donations, have made this possible. We know that millions of dollars are flowing from Qatar, for instance, to universities. Now, how universities choose to spend that money, sometimes there aren't clear guidelines, but I guarantee you that when money's flowing from Qatar to universities, those universities aren't using those resources to fight anti-Semitism or to explain to students why Israel has a right to exist. No, these universities are using resources and building out professorships and departments that are filled with anti-Semitic professors, and they lend support to groups like Students for Justice in Palestine.
How do we undo this? Is it a matter of, is it going to have to start at the presidential level relative to these universities? Is it the legislatures that fund the colleges and universities? How do we undo this?
Well, I think Governor DeSantis in Florida is leading the way on this one. In the aftermath of these pro-Hamas rallies, he instructed the university system to deactivate SJP chapters, and he relied on very clear Florida law that forbids the state from providing material to support to entities that are engaged in these types of activities. And he relied on the fact that SJP itself, in their marketing materials leading up to those protests, after the slaughter of so many Jewish people in Israel, SJP said, "We are not just standing in solidarity with this resistance." They said they are part of that resistance. Of course, that resistance was led by Hamas, and he used that as a mechanism by which to go ahead and yank the funding for SJP. And I'll tell you what, he also made a great statement in regards to the need to deport students who espouse support for terrorist activity. And the law is very broad in that. Doesn't mean that you have to engage in terror activity itself. If you're a visitor here in this country and you espouse approval of that activity, you no longer have the right to to reside here. You need to be deported. Of course, don't expect the Biden administration to do such a thing, but I'm hopeful that the next presidential administration will act on this, regardless of who that ultimate candidate is.
We'll have more, I'm sure, from the Heritage Foundation between now and Election Day on this very topic. Coming up on the program tomorrow, very excited, Mark Amaday, congressman from CD2, is going to be in studio down on the Las Vegas Strip. Yeah, he'll join us. We'll have some fun with him. We'll talk about Mike Johnson. How's he doing as speaker? And what about funding for Israel and Ukraine and our southern border? We'll talk about all of that and more. Till we join you tomorrow at 6 a.m., I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Clay and Buck are next.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass. Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most 5-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text COLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big-dollar savings end this month. Text COLD to 200-300 right now. Text the word COLD to 200-300. Don't wait. Text COLD to 200-300.
I never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color. It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. Just does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and Air and Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, November 9th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Debate night. Drone shot down. The strike is over. And officers on leave. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the third Republican debate was last night in Florida. Of course, Donald Trump wasn't there. One moment that broke out was Vivek in his opening statement criticizing the RNC, the Republican National Committee, for even allowing NBC to host this debate at all. He called for the head of the RNC, Mitt Romney's niece, to resign. A U.S. drone was shot down over the coast of Yemen by Houthi forces backed by Iran. This was an MQ-9 Reaper drone flying in international airspace over international waters. This is just a couple weeks after the USS Kearney intercepted 4 cruise missiles and 15 drones over a 9-hour period, also from the same Iranian-backed terrorist. U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria have been attacked at least 40 times since October 17th. Have you heard about that? 40 times. 46 Americans have been injured. And 2 U.S. F-15 fighter jets conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria, which has been used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The Actors Union strike has reached an agreement to end the strike. 118 days it's been. Fran Drescher from The Nanny wrote on Twitter, "We did it. The billion-dollar-plus deal, 3 times the last contract. New ground was broke everywhere." The writers' strike was resolved in September, but now the actors are going back to work. Two major sticking points. First, about AI, artificial intelligence. If a studio uses an artificial intelligence version of Tom Hanks or any other actor, does Tom Hanks get any of that money? Interesting question. Details yet to be released on what they decided, by the way. But then also, how much will actors be paid in residuals when a show is streamed multiple times? Again, new business model has to be formed. 3 pages of the manifesto of that Nashville murderer. When, remember, this murderer killed 3 children and then 3 adults at the school in Nashville. Well, 3 pages of their manifesto was leaked. The Nashville Police Department has placed 7 officers on leave as they finish their investigation. This seems to suggest that this is indeed a genuine manifesto where she talked about these kids' white privilege and where she said she would check the parking lot for security before entering the school. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Raiders fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back and bigger than ever. Shop at your local Terrible's and make a purchase of $10 or more. Earn 10 entries when you make a Coors Light or Coca-Cola purchase. Scan in your Terrible Zap Rewards code and earn entries for every game throughout the season. Score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree, hotel accommodations from Coca-Cola, and a Coors Light Silver Seed experience. Every day is game day, exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, violent protesters generally got away with looting and other criminal acts after the death of George Floyd. Even the anarchists inside Antifa were not held to account as they assaulted police and destroyed property. In addition, Americans saw radical organizations like Black Lives Matter achieve power and big money by embracing violence. Younger people in particular got the message. So it is that progressive radicals have transferred their anger from white society to the state of Israel. Oppression is oppression, right? Blacks in America, Palestinians in Gaza. The solution, blow up the status quo. That's what these pro-Hamas demonstrations on campuses are all about. Fighting the power. Jews are powerful. They must be confronted, even using violence. Well, that is beyond stupid, of course. But so is burning down a bodega in the name of justice. There are supposed to be educators to guide and inform the naive and the stupid who inhabit the universities, and there are plenty of them. But it takes courage to confront these people in the age of cancellation. And without courageous opposition, the crazed mob will do grave damage. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Bonnie, the Democrats can run a yellow dog and it would defeat Donald Trump because 51% of the country hates Trump more than they care about inflation or anything else. All right. Lee, concierge member. Go, Lee. Good decision. Obama continues to do his apology tour for our actions as a country. This is an old line from Obama. It led to our country's weakness on the world stage. All right. Well, at least he's consistent, right? Cynthia Highhouse, Portland, Oregon. I used to work in Portland. Many of you know KATU TV, Channel 2. Bill, what role does Black Lives Matter play in President Trump's legal battles? Zero. Black Lives Matter is over. Okay? They took all the money. They spent it on themselves. I think even the dimmest American knows that now. But they don't have anything to do with it. Steve Gibson, Henderson, Nebraska. Many years ago, my daughter delivered our local paper. At the time, the kids had to collect the money for the subscriptions. One woman wouldn't pay. I took the woman to small claims court. Ended up, the woman had to pay my daughter plus the court costs. Okay. Small claims court, Steve. Thank you for writing. Check it out in your county. Can be a tremendous resource for you. Lloyd, no wonder Gen Zers are the way they are if seniors are regressing into younger behavior like smoking pot and watching a form of The Bachelor. Yeah, I don't know if we baby boomers are giving the best example to the urchins these days. I think that's a legitimate point, Lloyd. In a moment, something you might not know. If you or your business is falling behind filing your tax returns, or if you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The Biden administration just unveiled an $80 billion plan to modernize the IRS and reduce the unpaid tax debt. Are you tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments? You do not have to face the IRS alone. Hire Anthem Tax Services. They can help you settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even be able to reduce your back taxes significantly. If Anthem Tax Service cannot reduce your current monthly payment with the IRS or state, or they don't put you in a better position,
you might qualify for the 100% money-back guarantee. Please call Anthem Tax Services, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 403 years ago today, an English ship sailed into the waters off Cape Cod. After 65 days at sea, a group of religious separatists known as the Old Comers finally arrived in the New World. Today, we call them pilgrims. Here is the story. In the early 17th century, the British monarchy began persecuting people who opposed the Church of England. So, a small parish of Puritans pursued religious freedom in the North American colonies. Their ship, the Mayflower, departed Great Britain in September 1620. The captain of the ship missed the original destination of Virginia, arriving instead off the coast of Massachusetts. The Puritans named the outpost Plymouth after the English port from which they departed. Life in the New World was brutal. Within 12 months, half of the shipgoers were dead. Out of desperation, they forged alliances with the Indian tribes. A chieftain named Squanto taught the settlers how to survive. As an expression of gratitude, the colonists invited Squanto and his village to a three-day feast, the first Thanksgiving. In April 1621, 4 months after arriving in the New World, the Mayflower returned to England. The aging boat was then scrapped for timber, its wooden hull used to erect a small barn in central England that stands to this day. And here's something else you might not know. As the Mayflower approached Massachusetts, the Puritans drafted a document known as the Mayflower Compact. The brief 200-word agreement was signed by half of the adult male passengers. The men bound themselves to a common council and promised to abide by any laws and regulations enacted in the Plymouth colony. The compact was the first framework of government in the New World. For more details about the Puritans and their struggles, please read my new book, Killing the Witches. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.